Hey, did you know that Plumbing the Death Star is touring the UK this September, as in next month?
That's right. Starting September 2nd and finishing September 11th, never forget, Plumbing the Death Star is going to be performing live.
It has been 7 years since the three of us have set foot on your godforsaken country, so come see our godforsaken shows.
Go to sanspantsradio.com/events. Plumbing the Death Star cannot buy a tour. Go grab a ticket and get some frickin'...
That's right. That's right. Cannot buy a tour. Please. Come join us when we make fun of our good friend for his slightest mistakes.
It's 8 p.m.
And we call him the biggest fuckwit alive. Yeah. What a dickhead. Zanspunt Radio. / and then a / why not? Event.
God
damn. Our friend's an idiot.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation with Pop Culture and the Research So You Don't Have To. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Spider-Man Brand New Day?
Spider-Man 4. They've done it. The first time ever.
That's true. That is huge. They cannot ever crack the fourth Spider-Man, but they manage to do it.
Sometimes they can't even get to 3.
That does happen.
They try so hard.
They desperately want to get, you know... I mean, 3, honestly... 3 you should be happy with.
Yeah.
If we never saw Spider-Man again in the MCU, that's okay, because they did 3.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's all you ever need.
You clap fucked up. No, that seemed more normal, but...
What was I doing before?
I think it's because when you clap...
Is it because... I'll tell you what's weird about it. One hand stays still.
No, that's normal.
This is probably very good for audio listeners.
No, this is actually a plug for our YouTube channel.
Yeah, exactly.
If you search for Baseless Speculation, or more confusingly, Plumbing the Death Star on YouTube.
To watch me clap.
Yeah.
Or you can just listen to the audio and imagine I'm slamming cheeks.
Jackson, that's highly inappropriate.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks...
What's wrong with it?
I don't know.
Do you want me to do it again?
No, but like, I'm right?
I wasn't looking.
What do you think about this?
It's fine, dude.
I think it's weird because like I'm slapping this hand.
Yeah, but that's clapping. That's normal.
No, see? Hands move.
Moving both is fucked.
What?
That's, I think, what you were doing wrong the first time.
I think I'm trying to do it silently, but I guess
this
you know,
is crazy.
I have more respect for Al.
Not me. This makes me feel like a seal.
Yeah. Well, the first
time
I watched...
That does make me feel like more of a seal, yeah.
You clap.
I have booming claps, so I'm intentionally silent.
I'll do it little. What's weird about this?
I don't know. Now it just sounds like jacking off. Anyway. Who cares? You know what? I take it all back.
Okay.
Brand new day. Spider-Man.
He now, what's interesting about...
Him. Yes?
Huh?
What?
What's interesting about the Spider-Man movie... Okay.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, everyone forget
Spider-Man, who? What? Huh?
I didn't hear what Zabit said.
Yeah.
And I thought he had some extra... No. I was about to launch into some background about
figured,
this movie.
So I apologize.
And
I was doing the joke.
I was like, I've spoken over the top of him.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what he said. And I said, huh? What?
People at home are like, wow, another red hot episode.
I was deafened by... Gate.
First they were clapping directly into my ears and describing something I can't see. Now they're not listening to each other. I'm confused.
Yes, dude. You think this is, you're like, wow, this episode, but then you're like, actually, this is every episode of anything they ever do.
Yeah.
Not listening to each other and confused. That is our career.
What did you say?
Huh? What? I didn't hear what you said, but you're wrong and an idiot.
I will die on this hill.
Yeah.
I will die. Fuck you.
I've dug my heels in, but I don't know what we're talking about. Okay. At the end of Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Yep.
Peter Parker makes a wish.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Awesome.
A wish
device.
That famously made me angry.
Of course.
And then Joel Zammett said, no, you're an idiot. And then they released the extended cut, which confirmed that what I said was true and that they just made no sense.
What? Remind me.
Because
we weren't paying attention. We dug our heels in.
Yeah. Before I get angry and say you're an idiot, remind me.
Because I think originally I was like, this doesn't really make sense that they've removed Peter Parker but kept Spider-Man. And Zama was like, no, like,
it just, I think, like, I was with Zama too. I think
they're like, no, it just means that, like, he never existed.
Nobody remembers that Spider-Man is Peter Parker.
But then in the end credits of the extended version of the film, there's a photo montage where Peter Parker did go to school still. It's just that everyone forgets him because he's like, face is obscured and
everyone
stuff
just forgets that Peter Parker exists.
Yeah.
It's just what we were saying.
That's,
it's like, it's
that's
fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No, because. But the events that he did. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I know what you mean. It's weird because it means he physically.
He was there.
He was, but I guess people look at those photos and they don't think about.
Mm. Yeah. Like, he would have a record that he went to this school and all that kind of stuff. So if he probably needs, like, any sort of transcript to go to, you say,
so what
college
you,
or whatever, it's like, oh, Peter Parker got these grades. Yeah. Oh, do you remember him?
Not really. Yeah.
Was he a good student? I guess.
What are Ned and MJ going to think of when they're in the parents, the grandma's house, and the three Spider-Men were there?
Well, Ned's probably going to be like, ah, oh, because I'm doing wizard shit. So that was probably because of that reason.
Yeah. Probably a wizard, I guess.
Yeah, I guess Ned would remember he's a wizard. MJ would remember that Ned's, like, a wizard. And I remember Ned's a wizard.
I think about
my friend Spider-Man showed me that I'm probably going to be a wizard one day because I'm good friends with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But then
Spider-Man. Do you remember Peter Parker? Don't know.
Who's that?
Yeah. How'd you meet Spider-Man?
Plus, like, you know, it's just, it's magic. So if someone goes, why are we there? He's like, I have to leave.
That's true. I guess it is magic. It doesn't need to make sense. Magic isn't real.
Yeah. You know, how are you friends with Spider-Man? Yeah. You're like, oh, I think we just bumped in. I think we just came to a house party.
Or that you don't ever ask that question because that's how the magic works. You go, oh, never mind. I don't know what I was going to say.
Sorry,
I'm really hungry.
Yeah, I got a big shit.
Anytime anybody questions it, they're like, oh, I gotta go take a big shit. So at the end, he makes this wish, and the wish is, I don't want anybody to remember Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, having these connections to people, the people die.
Yeah, Aunt May died.
Aunt May got killed by the Green Goblin.
The pumpkin bomb.
So he's like, I gotta start fresh.
Yes.
And that is presumably what Brand New Day is going to be about. It's going to be about this Spider-Man with that baggage. The other thing we know is that John Barenthal's The Punisher is going to be in this movie.
And Zendaya and Jacob Batalon, I think that's his name.
Cool last name.
Ned and MJ are both confirmed for this film.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Will,
I hope a lot of their like screen time is just...
Huh?
I hope that the wish gets... Like
immediately
removed in the first 20 minutes
when Doctor Strange goes in a hole with Klee, the wish stopped happening.
Yeah, or it might just be one of those things.
It's
where...
not even addressed. It's happened off screen.
Or it might just be like, off screen. He's got a little MacGuffin. He's got a little thing. He goes near MJ and Ned and presses it, and they're like, "Oh, we remember you now."
Yeah, that's it. Do you think? I think they could do something where MJ keeps seeing Spider-Man and being like, "I don't know why, but."
We're
for some reason,
there's
I feel a connection to this guy, and then Peter Parker's being like, whoa.
Or is it going
to
be something real, like, you know, on the nose, where eventually, like, whatever happens, blah, 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 maybe they try and do that upside down kiss again, and then she's like, I remember kissing made me forget the wish.
I reckon.
That's magic.
That's magic, the magic of kissing.
It's so funny. Like, don't include a wish. Wishes are lame, dude. Wishes are cringe as fuck. Don't include a wish in your superhero movie. Because a wish is also, it's without rules. Mm-hmm. It's nothing. It's meaningless.
Like, the moment you got magic, you're like, all right, I got it. Okay, I'm swallowing some bullshit right here. I got magic. And magic, what does magic do? Okay, you're limiting it to, like, just portals and shit. You can fly, whatever, okay.
Okay, great.
Are you introducing some other stuff?
That's fine.
Whatever, magic, sure. You can't call it. Got a sling ring, great. Wishes.
Don't make a wish, dude. Don't make a goddamn wish. It's lame.
Also, what was the... And this is a bad start.
Because
this is going to prove that I do not remember the movie. Why did he wish to be forgotten?
Which time?
Yeah.
The first time or the second time?
First time because he killed Mysterio. And then everybody is like, we got to kill this little boy.
And then he's like, Spider-Man killed Mysterio. And then Mysterio is like, if you see this, I got killed by a Spider-Man. And Spider-Man is this boy. Fuck this boy.
Why does this coffee taste like this?
I don't know.
Did you make it?
Yeah.
There's your answer.
It's got like a...
Soapy?
I should put some Coke in it. That'll sort me out.
Is it soapy? Did you not clean out the thing properly?
Is that from today or is that a leftover coffee from last week?
It's from today.
Okay.
Because it was too hot this morning, so I put it here so it would be cool for when we record it.
But you've drank so much of it.
Yeah.
Like, in 4 hours, dude.
I took some periodic sips.
I don't know why it's not great, dude.
It's like more than, like, because I can see the ring of where it was when you poured it.
Yeah.
Bro. And I can't see the coffee.
I've been coming in while we've been sorting out the office.
Yeah, but were the other sips bad?
Yeah. I just forgot.
Okay.
Wish magic. I want to forget that this coffee sucks.
I wish that Jack's only ever had bad coffees.
Oh, that's all right.
Dogs.
So that was the initial wish, and then that goes real wrong because he keeps interrupting Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then at the end, the second time,
is it because
of all the folks coming in, doesn't it? It's like the easiest way. Yeah, that's right, because all these other people, we know who Peter Parker
is, right,
and Spider-Man, and if everyone knows that, or if everyone doesn't know that.
Because it was the reason they came is it was like, it's drawing people from other universes than you. So if no one knows
and then
you.
There was like a look up into the sky, and there were
more guys coming in. Yeah.
That so may or may not be coming in. So I was like, as a great sacrifice, I got a the out the box thinking is if everyone forget that Peter Parker Spider-Man, then this doesn't fuck the rift or whatever.
It'll
between,
fix the rift in reality.
It's
very funny. Like it's such a MCU thing to take. Like if this is the case, if he did it to stop the rift in reality, then it's not like he made this wish because it was like a personal choice. Like he was like, I'm hurting people by people knowing who I am. It puts them in danger. It was just like, the only way to save the world, the cosmic tear, is if people forget who I am. And this is just an unfortunate consequence of it.
Yeah. Okay, so
it'd be really cool if they had done something like interesting with everyone knowing who Peter Parker was, but they just didn't.
Nah.
Okay, so they cure all the villains.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
An awesome scene, dude. Remember that scene where he goes, they just need science medicine.
Yeah.
They just need love,
No one's
man.
Tried that before.
No one's tried the power of magic.
Like, fucking not even considering that the Green Goblin has some kind of insane...
Goblin madness?
Hereditary goblin madness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they give him medicine, so it's fine.
He's fixed.
Okay, so...
Well, because we're fixing everyone and everything is going to go pretty sick, right?
Yeah.
And like at this moment in time, we've figured it out, but then it's like, goblin madness is kicking in.
Well, it's
time to be a goblin.
It's so stupid because like Electro in Amazing Spider-Man 2, the greatest movie ever made.
Of course.
Obviously, it's not a problem. He has, superpowers because he fell into a vat of electric eels.
Yeah, he got bitten by eels.
He got bitten by eels that made him an electric man.
Yeah.
That's not the issue.
No.
The issue is that he's got like a massive chip on his shoulder.
He's a big loser and Spider-Man forgot his
birthday. Sort of mentally unwell or whatever. Like just fixing, you've turned him from an electric sad person into just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wasn't a villain because he was electric. Like, you know, well, maybe he was, but Green Goblin wasn't.
Well, no, because I think in your favorite movie, there's a part cut.
Yeah.
That doesn't, means the movie, like, I mean, I know you love that one scene.
What?
And I know the internet's come, like, people have come back to the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
It looks good. It does. The way Spider-Man flips around the city looks sick. That was a real Kramer move. Flips around the city. No, it looks good. Comparatively, compared to some of the other Spider-Mans, before and after, I'd say it's the best looking thwipping.
Okay.
Tell me I'm wrong.
No, I think it's the same as the goddamn prequel revisionism.
Like everyone
people
is
grew
just
up with them,
at,
so yeah, now they're like, this is my Spider-Man, so it's the best one.
Yeah.
But yeah, Amazing Spider-Man 2 stakes make absolutely no fucking sense because Electro kills his own mom.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's meant to make him crazy.
Yeah, but they,
but then they don't show
just
that.
Spider-Man forgetting his birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's so funny.
You can't, you can't fix you killing your mom with science magic. Alas.
Maybe
you
could.
Yeah.
Well,
What a...
It's greatest movie ever made.
Yeah, cinema.
Yeah.
And then what if... Well, I guess like science magic, you should actually be on board with this because Amazing Spider-Man 2 actually pitches the opposite and like, what if science magic would be enough to make the Sinister Six?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'm just like, hey, look, I've made all of these things.
Oscorp is like, we need to make a Rhino Man.
Yeah.
And the guy to pilot
it.
Paul Giamatti.
Yes. Paul Giamatti. We never get him named in the movie, so he could be actor Paul Giamatti.
Mm-hmm.
He's never named as whoever...
I like to think it's his character from Big Fat Liar.
I like to think it's his character from
Sideways.
Sideways. The wine.
What wine does he hate? Pinot Grigio?
Maybe.
It's been a long time since I've seen Sideways.
He sleeps with his husband's wife?
No, that's Thomas Hayden Church, who is also a Spider-Man villain.
That's true.
Damn, is Sideways just like with it's the pre-powers when Rhino and Sandman went on a lovely
wine tasting tour? Absolutely.
Yeah. Thomas Hayden Church, he sleeps with Sandra Oh, even though it's his kind of like weekend before his wedding.
Yeah, dude.
The dog, the dirty dog, dude. That's why,
dirty dog alert.
Dirty dog. Sad man.
Hey, happens in wine country, you know?
What happens in wine country stays in wine country, baby.
They love Pinot Noir and they hate Merlot.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Fair enough.
Pinot is lovely.
I think that for this move, you got two options. Either this movie is about like breaking the spell, basically, that's on Peter, and that's the point of the movie, or they just hand wave it away at the beginning. I don't think you can do a mix. It would make for a very weird movie. It becomes, for the next Spider-Man movie, the wish at the end of the third one just becomes baggage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it just becomes like, what does that add to the plot? What do you do with that?
Unless, and this is what everyone is really hoping for, the first act is all him
just doing normal Spider-Man stuff. Yeah,
being a poor piece of shit with no family, no friends.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone hates him. Is he going to work for the Daily Bugle now?
I don't know.
Is he at college? He gets into college at the end of the third one.
As per the spell, can new people know who he is?
I guess so.
Yeah. So if he goes to the Daily Bugle and he says, hey, I'm Peter Parker.
Really? Just
they're not
going to
be like,
that.
Who?
No, they'll just be like, okay, nice to meet you, Pete.
Yeah.
I want pictures of Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Okay. Done.
I'm trying to what was the comic? What happened in one Brand New Day? This is like
Brand New Day is the Wish, isn't it?
Yeah.
One More Day.
Brand New Day is the Wish. It's the one where it's the classic one that everybody says sucks 1 million asses.
Because One More Day is when the marriage is dissolved. Brand New Day is after that.
Which one's the one where he has to wish away his grandma?
No, other way around.
Other way around. He wishes away his marriage. Mephisto's like, give me your marriage.
Yeah.
And then everyone will forget who you are.
Mm.
And that is One More Day.
Okay.
And then Brand New Day is like after all this. So it's like everyone dealing with Peter Parker's marriage has been erased.
Yeah.
His secret identity has been forgotten. Scrolling through this, Aunt May is also alive and well. And I'm like, was she?
Not this version.
Oh, wait, no, because she got shot by someone.
Yeah.
He makes it. That's what he makes the deal about in One More Day.
Yeah.
He's like, Aunt May died.
Maybe? Yeah.
Like, Aunt May gets shot. Maybe he's either dead or dying. And then Mephisto's like, I can bring your old aunt back from the dead or like near death. You just give me your sweet marriage.
Yeah.
And then also I'll just throw away everyone forgetting who you are. So that's pretty good.
Okay.
And then you're like, well, you're a nice devil.
Yeah, I know.
And then she can know who I am again.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck it, dude.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah,
fuck it, man. That doesn't bother me. It means nothing to me.
I'm Mephisto.
Hell yeah.
So
Greatest trick the devil ever played.
One More Day has...
Yes.
So it's set directly after Civil War.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone forgets that he unmasked. People remember that Spider-Man unmasked himself, but the thing is, they're like,
who was that boy?
I can't remember who the fuck that was. Aunt May's alive. Harry Osborn is also alive and he's been living in Europe.
Nice.
Awesome.
Good for him.
So I guess, there's not going to be much they can kind of really cribbed from the comic.
Would you reckon J. Jonah Jameson's going to have a heart attack, which seems to be the big thing that happens in the Brand New Day comic?
Maybe. I don't know if they'll bring back.
Because the Alien now could be like, he's a menace.
Yeah, that's true. He can get back on his menace shit.
we could get an Osborn.
Yeah, that's true.
Because again, like when Green Goblin comes in and he's like, there's no version of me. I don't exist in this reality.
Yeah, that's true.
And so maybe with the wish magic, we get it now somehow.
Now there is one. Now
somehow there is an Osborn.
Don't worry about it. That is so weird that they, who cares? They can just add an Osborn. That by that line in the previous Spider-Man, they just fucked themselves out of adding a Green Goblin.
I think it was just more like there is no Oscorp, there is no this. Yeah, so it's okay. Well, currently there's no Oscorp.
Yeah.
And so like, it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah,
because there was no Harry.
Yeah,
Osborn in
the Here's Ned instead.
Yeah, there was no
there
Harry
was
at
no
all.
There was no Osborn's full stop.
Yeah. At school. So it's kind of like, okay, there's no connection there, but maybe it's like, in college, college friend. It's Harry Osborn. Mm. Or it's like, it's kind of like Osborn, but not quite.
Osborn.
Yeah, as in like the last name.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Like you instead of O.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
do something strange with it. Yeah. Or it's like, oh no, Osborn was my mum's a maiden name kind of thing. Or he meets like, oh, this is my cool, my new cool friend Norman. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, he becomes friends with Norman. Or
yeah, like it makes Norman his age.
Well, they've
they
shot themselves in the foot because Norman Osborn is looking up himself in the third movie, remember? And he's like, there's no Norman Osborn in this world.
That's what I'm thinking. So it's like, so he meets someone named Norman, right?
Yeah.
Or is there like
Greg Norman, the shark.
Yeah, shark. Or
what's
like, I'm like, is there a name you could be like, it's Norman, but like, like you realize later on, like, of course that's Norman. But
so
I'm
like,
guessing like
pulling basically the MJ thing again.
Yeah, that kind of bullshit.
They can't do it again.
Can and they might.
I don't think.
Heck,
no,
here's this. Look, yeah. Can swing for the fence.
Okay, shoot.
Yeah. So it's like he's at college.
Yeah.
And like, he has a friend, and it's either going to be like, oh, it's Norm.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Or Oz.
Whatever. Who knows? It doesn't matter.
Oz from American Pie.
Oh, dude.
And so you just have this like person that he's like good friends with.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really like mention much, whatever. And then you find out that it's just like, I think I'm like, I've been really distant with my dad. So I'm going to go by my mum's maiden name, which is Osborn.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, Norman tried looking up, who he was, couldn't find him because, well, he's going by.
Yeah.
He's a lot younger, and he's going by his, the mother's maiden name, whatever.
Then does he become the Green Goblin in this movie?
No. I think this is a setup
for
Spider-Man 5. Because
for
Spider-Man 5, we introduced Norman Osborn as the Green Goblin, setting this all up for Spider-Man Sinister 6 yet again.
Whoa. Who have they got? No one.
Well,
Vultures in the Sony universe, which is cancelled.
Yeah, it's cancelled, which means now they're up for grabs.
He can come
so
back.
So we've got the Vulture. Mm-hmm. We've got the Rhino, although he got stabbed recently.
Yes, that's
we've also
true.
Got Crave.
Oh, fuck, dude. If they took them all from the Sony verse and just thumped them into the MCU,
there was a massive. I can't remember who did it, but on YouTube, the original idea for Madam Web and all the details for that have come out. And it's like, maybe there was a good movie here at one point.
I want to see this.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like it was like someone like kind of big. So I'm going to give a shout out to like a little known content creator, Screen Crush, maybe.
Hot dog, dude.
But yeah, I reckon we're going to get. Yeah.
You think we're going to get a Sinister Six setup?
Of course.
Yeah.
They love that. I just feel that we're going to get a reference to a Norman Osborn that is going to be, that's the reveal, because it's going to be that lovely bullshit MCU thing, which is a reveal to the audience.
Yeah.
That means nothing to the people characters. In the characters, but it's a reveal to us so that we can hoot and holler because we know that. That's going to be Norman. And then it's going to be like, hints to a Green Goblin in the future.
Yeah, okay.
Which will be like the setting up for number 5. And then, of course, because how can you make Spider-Man 6 without it being a Sinister
Spider-Man
6 film?
Sinister 6, yeah.
You have to.
It's true.
Which is what I reckon, and Sony just like, this happened, they're going to be so happy. Elated.
They're going to,
So that's that's what I reckon that's the current plan.
I wonder if, are they going to reference at all the fact that it's Kingpin's New York?
Well, with Punisher, they have to. Well, they don't have to. But then also, apparently, isn't there a deal that he can only be...
So yeah, isn't there? Yeah,
it's only
Kingpin
TV.
Can't be in movies.
Yeah.
What? Kingpin.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so it's going to be in the mayor's New York.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
The big mayor. That's what they'll call him. Wow. Why can't he be in movies? Is that, it's like some rights deal?
Yeah.
Well, who owns Kingpin?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's why it's a weird thing. It's because Sony didn't realize that they were meant to have him, so Netflix just started using it for Daredevil, and then no one cared. But now people have been like, wait, hang on a second.
Oh,
I think.
What the fuck?
Because Kingpin.
Yeah. I like calling him Kingpin.
Kingpin's New York.
Because I'm pretty
sure. Are you kidding me?
I'm pretty sure Kingpin.
Yeah.
Kingpin.
Kingpin's New York.
Kingpin's New York.
Yes.
I'm fairly sure he first appears in a Spider-Man villain before becoming the Daredevil villain.
I think he does. Right.
But Netflix used him. But now Disney Plus are using him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So you in theory, have access
to
him.
You would imagine.
And also, if you're using Spider-Man, surely you could be like, cutting a deal there, and I'm sure Sony would be like, please.
No, Sony. Well, here's the thing. Disney are eating shit at the moment, remember?
That's true.
So it's not like they're not, like, Sony could probably come in and be like,
yeah,
hey, we're altering the plan, and you need us more than we need you, I think.
Yeah, Sony, you need Spider-Man more than, well, I guess, you know, mutually assured destruction here.
Yeah. It's also worth noting that this movie is going to take place in between Secret War and...
Wrong.
I thought it was in the middle.
It got delayed.
Ah.
You should be...
killed.
Yeah, you should be killed. With a gun.
Okay.
No. Have we not spoken about this on Basis of Speculation?
If we have, we both forget.
Brother, I forget and I hate you. Plus, you're an idiot.
Yeah. What did you say, idiot?
I'm actually the clever one because I know the answer. Doomsday got delayed, but Spider-Man didn't change its release date. So Spider-Man's coming out before Doomsday now.
Okay, I see.
Spider-Man's the next MCU film after Fantastic Four.
That's crazy, dude.
Huh.
So we got a break for a year.
Yeah. Nice. Huh. Phew. Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Because people were really, really scared. They were so frightened when Spider-Man was announced in between Doomsday and I almost said Brand New Day, but no. Well, they got two day movies back to back.
Yeah, probably a mistake.
So Doomsday and Secret Wars.
Yeah.
When Spider-Man was in between, they're like, well, I guess we're not getting that grounded Spider-Man movie because he's going to be fucking jacking off his little spider dick on Battle World or whatever.
Nice.
Are they just going to do the symbiote in this? Surely.
Oh, that's a good point.
And then the
Punisher's going to hunt down the symbiote.
They're going to do the thing.
Wait, isn't like the first? Isn't also the first Punisher comic him hunting down Spider-Man?
Yeah, hunting down Spider-Man.
Yeah,
so I think,
We cracked the case.
We're thinking it's going to be, right, the symbiote, because the symbiote does exist now in the MCU.
Yeah.
That symbiote, he gets onto like Spider-Man. Spider-Man's like, whoa. Then he becomes like a little bit, you know, cuntish.
Mm-hmm.
And then like maybe because they're now in this sort of in Kingpin's New York where it's illegal to be a superhero.
Vigilante.
Like Punisher seems to be like, you know, whatever. But then maybe would Spider-Man go too far? Or what? I can't imagine
Tom Holland killing someone.
Yeah, and like
I can't imagine Punisher being like, you've gone too far.
Yeah, like
as he shoots someone in the head.
That's weird.
You're too.
Especially because Punisher in the Daredevil TV show is just like, you got to fucking kill. Let me tell you one thing, buddy. You got to kill the cops. That's what he's saying to Daredevil the whole time. And he's like, you're a real pussy because you're not killing guys.
Yeah.
So if he saw Spider-Man, is he maybe mad Spider-Man's not killing people?
Or is he Spider-Man
him
with
up
this,
and he's like, I'm going to kill you, pussy.
Yeah. Spider-Man, he sees it with a symbiote, eats someone, like some like cop's head. And he's like, that was my kill.
Yeah. Maybe it's they're hiding?
Because Spider-Man's got the symbiote suit, somehow maybe he works for Kingpin or some shit.
Well, maybe they flip it, which is way lamer, where
Spider-Man's hunting the Punisher?
Yeah, like Spider-Man's like, he shouldn't be killing people. You should just be webbing them up.
Mm-hmm.
He's crossed a moral line. I need to put the Punisher in jail or something.
Yeah.
Perfect movie. So I think, yeah, symbiote makes sense, like, if they want to include, like,
but
you know,
why
that.
If
the,
yeah,
but then why is...
Because if the symbiote, if Spider-Man in symbiote mode, he would have to be killing innocents, basically, before... Maybe they do this. Maybe this is the unhappy median where the symbiote goes on someone else.
Okay.
Maybe it goes on old Penis Parker.
Yeah.
And he...
Flash Thompson.
And Flash Thompson can't control it. And so he's killing people. And so the Punisher's like, I got to stop him killing people. Mm. And Spider-Man's like, me too. And then the Punisher, it's the same conflict as in Daredevil. Punisher's like, we got to kill Penis Parker. Mm. We got to kill Flash Thompson. And Spider-Man's like, nah.
Nah, don't do that, actually.
And then, like, God, it goes, at the end, it goes on Peter Parker.
Yeah, some shit.
So
like
I guess
that.
It's like,
but
right,
Flash
so symbiote
shouldn't be there because he doesn't live in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then why is MJ and Ned there?
They're on a trip.
They're on a trip to.
Oh. They've decided to visit the Big Apple.
It's devilishly simple. They're on a trip.
Yeah.
They took a bus to New York City to see the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island.
How old are they meant to be at this point?
Like in the late teens, early 20s?
Yeah, because in, because is it the conflict
going to college,
is the,
right?
Yeah, aren't they going to college at the end
of the
'18.
No Way Home, yeah.
Yeah, maybe a bit older, because like in the last one, he doesn't get accepted into college, right?
Because he's Spider-Man.
He's Spider-Man.
But that means that he's in his graduating year.
That's true.
Which makes him 17 or 18.
Yeah.
Is that how the U.S. do their...
I don't know. Don't you in the U.S. like you're like looking into colleges in like years, like you're still like 15 or some fucking shit.
Freshman, how old is a senior in high school? 17 or 18? They do it the same. They do it Australia style, where you finish high school at 18.
A high school is called a senior.
No, that's even more complicated.
Okay, so a senior is the last year of high school because it's three schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. No, because it goes.
They used to have primary school. Elementary school.
Elementary
primary school.
School.
Yeah.
Middle school?
Middle school.
Middle school scene. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Elementary, middle, high school.
So they're kind of like what we do, but like for us, it's
they
like
throw
the
in
last,
a second school.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The last 2 years for us, you know, like.
It's high school. For them, it's,
But it would be like a.
Yeah.
Because somewhat across it.
What's a sophomore?
Sophomore is the second year, isn't it?
Isn't that of university?
Yeah, I think that your second year at university.
Oh, yeah, freshman,
sophomore.
Sophomore.
Graduate?
Something, isn't it? Yeah, probably fucking graduate.
I don't know.
Who knows what's happening over there, dude? It's chaos.
Not for me.
Okay.
No. Yeah, so I guess they're going to
be. So he'll be
like freshman. 18, 19, maybe 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
So be
depending
very,
how much time has passed between.
Yeah.
3 and 4. Yeah.
Do you reckon they'll take the shot from the movie Cherry that I love to think about where there's a camera inside Tom Holland's asshole?
Of course, but in this one there's webs.
Yeah. The spider's up him.
Yeah.
I got turned into a spider because a spider bit my asshole.
That's crazy,
dude.
That's I was taking a shit at Oscorp and a spider went up me. Now look at me.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Yeah. Do we think there'll be any other like superheroes in this? Any cameos?
I don't think something. Well,
if they're throwing
think,
Punisher, probably not.
Yeah.
Maybe Daredevil again.
Maybe. Maybe She-Hulk. No, not She-Hulk.
Mm.
I'm thinking, it'll be like a symbiote thing. Maybe you're right. It is like, you know, we have to, you know, Punisher's like, we've got to kill them or whatever. And then I'm thinking maybe it jumps onto Spider-Man and now Frank is fighting Peter.
Yeah.
That's how I'm like, oh, yeah, now. Because, like, yeah. Punisher's joining the Spider-Man film. Surely it's going to be, you know, you want
Punisher v Spider-Man.
You want to see Punisher.
That's
v
so
Spider-Man.
Funny though, because like Punisher fights by brutally shooting his enemies.
Yes.
To watch him brutally, like,
yes,
it's just totally so bizarre.
Yes.
But I mean, maybe that'd be interesting. Maybe that's a fucking changing up of the dynamics or whatever.
Maybe.
I wonder if they're going to tie it into. This would be like my guess. Is that they're going to tie it into... When does Daredevil Season 2 come out? Pre or post?
Pre, I'm pretty sure.
Because I wonder if they're going to tie it into that. Because
no chance.
You don't reckon?
They're going to do the same thing that...
I only say this because the end of Daredevil heavily implies a sort of banding together of New York vigilantes.
Yeah.
Which includes
and
the Punisher.
Does mention, I think. He mentions Spider-Man.
And he mentions Spider-Man. No, I agree. To me, it would be a crazy move.
It's after. Spider-Man is after season two of Daredevil.
I just wonder if there's going to be some kind of weird, I don't know, something about these New York vigilantes. It's the absence of Spider-Man in Daredevil is already kind of peculiar.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Punisher is like a Daredevil character within the MCU or whatever. So, I don't know. I just wonder if Kingpin was the bad guy of Spider-Man Brand New Day, wouldn't shock me.
Mm-hmm.
If they solved the rights for it and they figured it out.
Do you think they could like drag on, say, Daredevil Season 2? And so then it's like, it drags on a little bit, whatever, they try and resolve as much as they can, etc. Daredevil gets like really like real messed up so that he can't, you know, say be in the Spider-Man movie. Or maybe he might be. But then it's like we get a little bit of a cameo from Spider-Man at the very, 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 very end as set up. Because again, you got to like for a movie, you basically got to be like, don't worry about the TV series. Shut the hell up. So this is just basically like in Kingpin's New York, Spider-Man and like a bunch of other like, you know, vigilantes have come together to fight the corruption kind of thing. And so it's like if you had seen the Daredevil series, you understand maybe where everything is coming together. But if you haven't, it's just simply whatever. Corrupt mayor, Spider-Man is and his ragtag crew are fighting them.
Honestly, I think that would be... I think that's at least my swing for the fence.
Yeah.
Is that the plot of the Spider-Man movie will be New York is fucked for whatever reason. The results, it doesn't matter. New York's fucked. Kingpin's a bad mayor. Yeah. There's a war against superheroes. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man's like, I got to do this, but I can't do it alone. Yep. And then the Daredevil crew will be just like any other superhero team. But the setup for that team will be in the Daredevil TV show.
Yeah. Or this might be after the season two. That all might be resolved, in Daredevil, which I'm thinking might be better.
Yeah.
And for this one, it might be like, well, where was Spider-Man?
Mm.
And I think like maybe he's giving up being Spider-Man.
Yeah. Okay.
It starts with him just
Spider-Man
just like,
no more.
You know, actually, like I haven't been Spider-Man for a long time now. I haven't been Spider-Man because like it's like a brand new day in the comics. Starts off with like he hasn't been Spider-Man hasn't been seen for 100 days.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And so I'm like, okay, all right, maybe they'll just borrow that.
Yeah.
I reckon they're going to be borrowing some elements from the comic book. Because that's what it seems to do. They're like, we're going to grab the name and one or two things, and that's it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like, all right, Spider-Man, or Peter Parker's like, you know, I was Spider-Man for so long, and all it did was cause me nothing but heartache and arseache. I don't want to be Spider-Man. Yeah. I just want to be a normal person now. You know, I don't want to have to go to space again. I don't want to have to deal with all this bullshit. I just want to be a normal person.
Yeah.
I'm mourning, you know, the death of my, you know, my mom basically, but my Aunt May and, you know, and I'm still to this day coming to terms with, you know, the death of my uncle, even though we haven't seen this version. And then, you know, I just want to take a year or a time for me to be who the hell I am.
Mm.
I have no friends. I'm in this, you know, strange place. I'm going to university. I want to try and do that. And then that's how the setup is.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we get that. And that's where he might meet, you know. Oh, it's, you know, it's Harry or Norman or something.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
whatever. Maybe they'll do like, it's Dr. Curtis again, you know.
Well, that weren't kind they going to introduce Black Cat? Wasn't that something as well?
That was Spider-Man 4.
Yeah, no, but even for this, I thought that, because I remember another bit of casting for this, which was very funny. Is they were
Sadie
like
Sadie Sink.
Yeah, Sadie Sink is going to be in this movie, and everyone was like, "Finally, they're introducing MJ." Yeah, exactly.
because people are racist.
No, because
she's got red hair, dude.
You got to remember that, and also like MJ in the current Spider-Man. Zendaya is it Michelle?
Yeah, she's not.
Michelle Jones?
She's not whatever MJ in the comics has the initials of.
Sure.
Which is so funny. Sure. It's so funny Mary that Jane? For some people it'd be whatever. Preferable okay. for the insane narrative coincidence that Spider-Man dated two women. Like what? Like, for what? For who? But anyway, so Sadie Sink is going to be in this movie as well. Okay. And I thought there was some theory that she might be Black Cat or something. Well,
yeah, maybe they're Black Cat.
Another possible theory, because this is just, you got to think about what Marvel loves to do and how they love to make movies that make billions of dollars, is that this will introduce like Emma Stone as
Gwen Stacy?
Yeah, Spider-Gwen, just because.
Oh, Spider-Gwen, you reckon?
Yeah.
Because no,
fuck
not?
It, dude.
Yeah, yes. What's the last
you gotta
thing
have
we can
a,
do?
Have a bit of a think about what if you were making this movie and said, fuck it. Spider-Man Noir TV show is happening as well.
That's on Amazon.
Yeah who cares?
So it's it's scary how much, what's going on there.
Zendaya, have they signed on for multiple Spider-Mans? Do we know? Do they really, like, you know, where is Zendaya right now in like her like a shining star?
Attached to a project.
Do we love them? Do we want to see more of them?
I think people still love Zendaya.
She's probably one of the biggest actresses in the world.
So like, if I was Marvel, and I'm like,
you'd
want
Zendaya back.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, jackpot. She's
jackpot. Give her superpowers. Yeah. Fuck it, dude.
Jackpot cameo.
Yeah.
Well, jackpot's in Brand New Day.
Yeah.
That's where jackpot starts.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's what I mean.
But in the comic, it's not MJ.
Yeah, but this will be MJ.
Yeah.
Is it MJ in the comics?
No.
Are you sure?
MJ takes off the mantle way later on, but at first Peter Parker sees this new hero called Jackpot, and he's like, I reckon that's MJ. But that's not MJ, it's fucking...
At one point, Spider-Man asks, do I know you? Mary Jane says, we've met another life. No, Spider-Man's unaware it's Mary Jane he's speaking to, since she's covering up her identity as her current boyfriend, film star Bobby Carr, tells her to...
Whoa.
What am I reading?
Yeah, yeah, that's...
Okay. So Jackpot does isn't an MJ original.
Is an MJ later, but at first is not MJ.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Jackpot, wiki.
Well, do you think that they'll...
But yeah, I reckon they'll make Jackpot, and they'll just be MJ.
And Ned a wizard?
Why not?
I mean, if you're making it fucking, if you're fucking pissing your pants anyway.
Who cares at this point?
Fuck it, dude. Ned a wizard.
But he's also like, ooh, could you do something weird where it's like he's Hobgoblin and the wizard? And like, again, we're setting up that Sinister Six because you want Ned as, you know, you want Ned in the Sinister Six, right?
Yeah.
You got to give him some Goblin madness.
How could you give him Goblin madness? Mm-hmm. Okay, worst possible version is... Okay, here's my pitch, and this is terrible. Yes. MJ and Ned, in a way they can't describe, they remember knowing something about... The whole Spider-Man...
Yeah. Something's missing.
Something's wrong. So they start investigating... The places that they hung out with Spider-Man, because they don't remember who he was.
Jackpot has the symbiote at the moment, by the way.
I know.
Yeah.
I am fully aware.
Yeah.
So they are not happy.
Yeah, they're
like, what's going on? And then Ned, looking through the rubble of where Peter Parker was doing whatever, what does he find?
Oh.
But the Goblin mask that the Green Goblin left behind.
The Goblin, like the shawl and everything, but... It's not like purple and green.
It's rusted.
It's got dirt and mud. And it's brown. It's maybe an orange kind of color.
And then Willem Dafoe cameo just for the voice. It starts saying, Ned, you've got to be the Goblin Man.
Put on the mask, Ned.
You're a wizard and a Goblin
Man.
You're
a wizard. You're a Goblin Wizard. There's never been a wizard Goblin before in your life, Ned.
You're something of a scientist myself.
Ned, I'm something of a wizard Goblin myself.
And Ned says, why has this mask got three voices in it?
Because I had a son and he also got him. Fuck you.
And then Ned.
Fuck you. I wasn't paying attention.
Fuck you. Okay, leave me the fuck alone. I'm just a fucking mask. I don't want to put you on.
No.
I'll be nice again.
I'm sorry, Ned.
Anyway, and Ned puts on the mask and he gets Goblin madness, but also superpowers.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, I'm pretty sure, maybe now I'm not remembering it, but. Willem Dafoe didn't put on the mask.
No, he was just a guy. But
like he had the suit.
That's fine though.
Right?
Because all you gotta do is you gotta say shit. These were the incursion points where they came through. And
are you saying that he doesn't have the mask in Brand New Day?
Did he have the mask in Brand New Day?
Not Brand New Day.
Whatever it was called.
No Way Home. Yeah.
No Way Home.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He doesn't. He's got a purple hoodie.
Like a purple hoodie and stuff like that, and he's a bit battle damage. I remember that aspect, but I'm like, does he have the mask on?
I think he must make it or some shit.
I keep saying Brand New Day, but I mean No Way Home.
I thought he didn't have the mask. He might have. Again, it's been so long since we've seen it.
He doesn't have them.
I reckon he just might find, the suit.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah.
And that gives Ned Goblin madness. And then MJ, if we want to give her powers too, have it come from the same fucking thing. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, because, they go to these little incursion points or whatever, and because it's all, her powers are a bit of a jackpot, right?
Yeah.
Like, you pull a mental lever.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
But it's random what, what she gets. So she's pulling powers from alternate realities.
Yeah, you just have to have, honestly, you don't even have to have them finding the Goblin mask. They go to an incursion point and there's remnant cosmic energy.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes in them.
Exactly. She become a jackpot, he get Goblin madness.
Yeah, whatever.
Ned looks at MJ and Ned's like, are you hearing the Goblin too?
Yeah.
And she goes, what?
Huh?
And then he's like, never mind.
Never mind, I'm normal.
I'm a normal guy. With normal non-goblin thoughts.
Have fucking flash.
He does have the mask. I keep going. He's got the mask. Remember, he attacks the bridge. His introduction is when him and Spider-Man and Doc Ock are fighting. Then all of a sudden, they get goblin bombed, and then he emerges from the smoke and he's in full getup.
Okay. Well, then maybe fucking whatever.
And then fucking have Flash Thompson there too, and he sucks in some of that cosmic power and he gets Venom abilities.
Yeah, everyone just goes fucking crazy, dude.
Make a movie where you say fuck it.
They already did. It's called No Way Home.
Yeah. Well, it made $1 billion.
Say $2 billion.
It's a winning formula.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? God,
Who gives a shit?
Jackpot is also a funny Like, if they don't go for the, what's the word?
Gambling powers?
Rug pull.
Yeah.
If you don't go for the rug pull that the comics do, which is, like, having a character called Jackpot that looks like MJ, and that's her catchphrase.
Yeah.
But this MJ doesn't say Jackpot.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you go for a rug pull, there's no reason to think, for Spider-Man to think that
that's his wife,
Mary Jane.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the character, the original Jackpot is inspired by Mary Jane's character on a soap opera.
That's awesome.
Where her her catchphrase in the soap opera is Jackpot still.
Okay. So wait, she just stopped. That's
so funny.
So Jackpot.
Comics are good.
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah, brother. That's what people are saying.
Jackpot, the original character.
Yeah.
Is Sarah Errett.
Okay.
Who is a pregnant scientist at Fel Corp, which is a subsidiary
of
Oz.
I'm pissing while you explain this.
A subsidiary of Oscorp. Dude, they've said fuck it. He's gone.
Fel Corp. Okay, sure. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And she's working on gene therapy to cure Parkinson's.
Okay.
But she's accidentally exposed to Lot 777.
Gambling.
Lucky
right.
Sevens. The virus rewrote the DNA in herself, leaving her in a coma for 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of her coma, Sarah went on to have her child, Madeline, with no complications.
That's nice.
However, when her family came under threat by falling debris, she displayed superhuman strength to save them. She then takes on the name Jackpot and designs her costume after the catchphrase of her favorite soap opera character played by actress Mary Jane Watson.
And then Mary Jane ends up becoming Jackpot later on.
Yeah, so Jackpot's introduced in May 2007. Mary Jane doesn't become Jackpot until August 2023.
Yeah, because of the whole pull bullshit, I think, maybe.
Yeah. And then there's that one-shot Jackpot, and then the four-issue miniseries, Jackpot and Black Cat, and then new Venom.
Symbiote. Yeah. That happened recently. Because everyone was thinking maybe Paul was going to be this new symbiote or the new Venom, but it wasn't. It was
MJ.
It was MJ.
So MJ's the new Venom at the moment.
Yeah.
So,
and she said, Tiger, you hit the jackpot when she reveals it
and
to
Eddie
Peter
Brock
Parker.
Is Carnage now, I think.
Why'd they do that?
I don't know.
You got to do something.
Yeah. Wait, so she said, face attack, you just hit the jackpot as Venom
to
Spider-Man.
Reveal that she's Venom. That's the
that
panel I've seen,
I think it's...
she's like standing in a door or something.
Yeah, I think she's like, don't be mad.
Don't be mad, I'm Venom.
I'm Venom. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, and then like Rick Jones also has a symbiote, but it's like a sleeper agent symbiote.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Is it just sleeper? Maybe.
It's a good name for a symbiote.
Mm. Usually sleep is like on a cat.
Oh. Yeah. Like, what's that fucking Red Lantern? That's what's a cat?
Ah.
You know that Red Lantern?
No, I do not.
Who's the cat?
Is his name Lawfleas?
Dude, you're the only one who's read Green Lantern.
Yeah, man.
No, Lawfleas is the Greed Lantern. And this is a funny thing about Lawfleas. There's only one of him because he's too greedy.
Well, that makes sense because he's got all the rings,
yeah,
right?
I think that's pretty funny, honestly. Yeah. You know, shout out the Green Lantern creators.
Because when
I forgot how much you love DC.
Oh yeah, I'm a big DC guy, dude.
When the new Venom came, it was like, who's the new Venom? Because Dylan Brock no longer has Venom powers because the symbiote abandoned him. And it was like, who's it going to be? Is it going to be the villain mask, but not how you think it's spelt? Because like Venom has gold bits. There's a Q in it. It's like an Iron Man villain. She's an Iron, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's at court.
Yeah, okay.
Like going, like they're at a court and she's on trial for some bullshit.
Nice.
Anyway, so it could be her, or it could be Rick Jones because he rocks up.
Yep.
It could be, I think it's, is it Robbie? It might be him as well.
Yeah.
And then it could be, I think that was like, there's a fourth someone.
Yeah.
Like, who could it possibly be? And it was like, you know, ooh, one of these people. And then it was none of them was MJ.
Yeah.
But for a while, everyone was like, is it going to be everyone's loathed man?
Paul.
God, they fucking
Paul.
Hate Paul.
Oh, we hate Paul. Well, he does suck.
Yeah, fair enough.
What's that
the whole storyline is very comic-y.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to do with...
Paul Rabin?
Yeah, because he's a villain. He's the son of a villain who's like an Aztec math god, and they go to an alternate reality.
He's the son of deceased
Spider-Man. Goes a bit crazy, And they have, like, they find some kids, and then Paul and Mary Jane adopt, but those kids are actually, like, imagines, and so then they disappear, so they have to mourn, like, kids that never existed.
It's good stuff.
It's real fucking weird.
Comics, dude.
Because they were like, well, because, you know, universe that MJ gets stuck in, because MJ and Peter get stuck in this universe, but they have to quickly escape. But there's enough, you know, juice or whatever only for one of them. So it's like, Peter, you fuck off.
Yeah.
To try and, you know, so he fucks off. And then he just becomes this angry cunt of a man.
Yeah.
And like ruins friendships with everyone because everyone's like, fuck you, Peter Parker.
Yeah.
You didn't like take one moment to explain the situation and instead just broke into the Baxter building and like punched the thing in the face. Like, I have no time to explain. Punch.
That's
and
you're awesome.
Like, you could have used that time to explain. Anyway, everyone hates him. And then he goes into back to the universe where MJ was, but like time has passed for MJ, but not much time has passed for Peter Parker.
So she's had to find a new lover.
And well, that's the implication. Mm. And so when Peter Parker gets there, there's two kids and they look kind of like, you know, MJ, right? And so the implication there was like, damn, MJ's been here for a long time.
Mm. Yeah.
Fuck this Paul son of a bitch. And they got some two kids, but then they were like, We're going to walk it back a bit.
Yeah.
And so, like, no, they just found those
That's
kids.
That's so crazy.
And they're imagine kids.
If your wife gets caught in a time-dilated alternate dimension, fucking let her get her underwear.
Exactly. It's fine.
She's out of your control. Yeah, whatever, man.
Dude, time passed. I was like 10 years or whatever. So anyway.
If I went missing at sea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when I came back, when they found me 10 years later,
I
found out that my loved ones had, you know, moved on,
had kids or whatever.
I'd be like, fucking shaking the sports bottle.
That's exciting. You get to start a brand new life 10 years older.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. You'll still be in your prime, mid 40s.
Yes.
I'll
finally be in my prime.
Yeah.
And like, he'll be, you know, stuck at sea fit.
Oh, imagine, dude. I'd be really top heavy, I think, because I would have used my legs.
It's really amazing.
What have you used your left?
I should say. In my mind, I'm like in a boat.
Yeah.
For 10 years.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He's just eating seagulls.
Yeah, dude.
Just going around circles.
I like the idea that they only find you because they're like, wow, there's an entire seal colony that's being killed.
Yeah.
You've been living exclusively off seal blood.
I know. The reason even though I've been on the like seal colony on the island, but the reason my legs are still atrophied is I'm moving like a seal.
Yeah.
That's why they don't run away from me.
Yeah.
They just think
you've
got to
look
seal.
Like a So you
got to think like a seal.
Yeah.
You've gutted a couple. You're climbing inside. Yeah. You look like a seal a bit.
Think like a seal, people. And
be
they say,
a seal.
We thought he'd be better to interview on TV shows.
But the 10 years has made him crazy. So yeah, anyway.
He just wants to talk about seals.
Yeah, I just became a seal.
I just became seal-like in my thinking and my way
of
behavior.
Yeah, and then I killed and ate over 200 seals.
I became like a sort of seal who hates seals.
Yeah, seal serial killer, if you will.
Actually, I guess 200 seals, if that's all you're eating for 10 years, that's not a lot of food.
It's a lot of blubber.
Yeah.
That much, dude. It's a lot of blubber.
So it's like, what, 20 seals a year?
Yeah. That's not much. That's not enough, dude.
Yeah, I mean, less
like hibernating
a lot of blubber to kind of, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Supplementing my diet with seawater and crabs.
And then people keep being like, wow. Like, this man survived, and you refuse to be known by that. You're like, I don't want people to remember my trauma of 10 years. I want to be known as the guy who killed 200 seals.
Okay.
True heroics. I killed 200 seals with my bare hands.
I somehow become very pro-poaching only of seals.
They want to die.
Trust me, dude. I think like them. They want to die. They want to be clubbed, okay? Trust me, I ate 200 seals. I know what I'm talking about.
I would know, again, you'd trust me, the man who ate 200.
Who are you going to trust? This climate scientist who's never, as far as I know, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, sir, never eaten one seal.
I don't think we should eat seals.
Or me, who's eaten 200, probably 200 plus seals in my lifetime in 10 years.
Yeah.
So
I've wiped out at least 6 different seal colonies with my teeth.
Who knows how a seal thinks more? That's what I'm just what I want to ask you, the audience, today.
So anyway, so yeah, so they, I think it was initially applied that like, yeah, wow, like MJ's been here for a long, long time. Mm. And you know, moved on and had kids, right? But then they were like, oh, no, they found these kids.
That sucks.
And, like, you know, that's, they just raised them as if they were, so, like...
And then the kids got taken away.
Well, no, they got disappeared because they were not real. They were imagined.
Yeah.
They were maybe creatures of math. I don't fucking
that's
know.
That's so embarrassing, stupid. Marvel Comics.
Anyway, disappeared. But, of course, you know, well, like, MJ and this Paul guy were like, well, we did raise them.
Yeah.
Kids for a while, several years, I want to say. You know, so trauma is there.
Mm.
And everyone's like, what is going on with this? Why did you do this? And everyone's like, Zeb Wells, are you a good author? And I'd be like, look, read Hellions. That was incredible.
Basically, he was like, let's explore a scenario where Peter Parker... Like the you know, where Paul and MJ did get married and have kids that are theirs.
Well, like the universe they got stuck on is like there's no other survivors.
Yeah,
like it's like a apocalyptic world. It's basically Paul, sure. MJ, and they find these.
But
two
was it
kids.
Basically yeah. that the reaction from the public was so bad that they had to walk it back?
I think so.
And by doing that, they just made this weird comic that
sort
wasn't
of, it
really the
like,
point they were trying to make in the first
place. Yeah, it feels like they kind of walked it back to give them some wiggle room. But then they've now that that's gone and over with, they've still like. Keep walking it back. They keep on down this path of like, well, like MJ and Peter are still not together. She's in Paul now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, no one likes this.
Isn't there, wasn't this there a lot of like bad. Build up to like, who the fuck is Paul? And then it was like, no one really.
Yeah. Well, he was the son of Rabin, who is that math wizard or whatever.
Rabin right. or Emissary?
Emissary is like the, I think his dad was like, he called the math god and became him
because
he's a using the magic of math, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a lot of math bullshit.
Sounds really, truly terrible.
Yeah.
Like, really, just like some...
Oh, that's right. And then in the climax, I think, of all of this, they kill off Miss Marvel so that... because she was interning for Norman Osborn, who has become the Golden Goblin, because he's good now.
Yeah.
Well, now he's... back to his goblin madness, I think.
That'll get you. That goblin and madness gets always, you every time, dude.
So then it was like, because we've got to make Miss Marvel look a mutant. So we're going to like, because at that time, mutants could resurrect using the power of the five or whatever the fuck. And so it's like, well, the only way we're going to do this is if we kill off Miss Marvel for no fucking reason, and then we're going to resurrect her and not tell anyone what her powers are, maybe.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Hey, have you ever wanted to, like, touch us in the flesh? Don't. But you could have the possibility in September, which is not that far from now.
Are you doing something in 3 to 4 weeks from now?
Yes, you are. You're coming to see Plumbing the Death Star perform live as part of the Plumbing the Death Star Cannot Die Tour. Mm-hmm. And hey, if you're quick enough, I guess you can touch us on the face, but we're going to be doing some of these ones.
Exactly.
We're going to be coming there and doing shows and getting up on stage and jumping around like apes.
Yeah. Okay? Want to revisit a podcast you may have seen 7 years ago and see how much worse we look now, but how our content is better. Yeah. Why not head to shanspensradio.com/events, buy a ticket, and we'll see you there. Mm. We'll be the guys that look like the guys you saw once before, but older. Mm. We dress better now, though, I think.
I would agree, so. I really like the way you said good save. Better.
Yeah, me too.
It's really good. It's good, it's good. But they've become better.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
That's just me, brother. That's how I like
now. Climbing the star. We're better now. It's bad. It's
yeah,
bad.
It sounds shit. Awful, dude.
I mean, you could have just been like, hey, Miss Marvel, you're also a mutant.
Yeah.
You're an inhuman. I mean, I wouldn't have done that, but hey.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Dude, comics are bad.
Comics are really, really,
do you
really
think they named him Paul so that it could be like robbing Peter of MJ to pay Paul?
Oh, damn, dude. I reckon yes. I reckon you're absolutely right.
Heart, yeah.
Yeah.
Who are Peter and Paul in the Bible?
What?
They're apostles.
Yeah. Are they just like some of the apostles? No, that's all I needed. It's okay. Yeah. Please. Please.
Yeah, followers, right?
I need nothing else. One I need nothing else. Yeah, they're apostles.
Yeah, they're apostles. Satisfied.
Yeah, okay.
Peter's his best friend.
Oh, that's nice.
I think.
Doubting Thomas.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what's
there's
Paul
Judas.
Up to? Yeah.
Peter's the one who gets crucified upside down because he's like, yeah. If you get a, I'm not worthy of dying like my best friend Jesus Christ. And they're like, we'll crucify you upside down. Then he's like, yeah, good.
That's so funny.
Fuck you.
This is different enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Let the blood rush to my head. I love this.
God, the headache he must have had.
Yeah. Jesus. Well, do you reckon it distracted from the nails in his arms and legs?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I think so. I think so. I think 100%. He would have been like, please give me a Panadol. And then the headache would go and he'd be like, ah, my hands. Because he could focus on it. Yeah.
I think it's.
Yeah. Anyway, comics are stupid.
Yeah.
Will we get a Paul cameo? Let's say yes.
Yeah, I think so, dude. Do we think this will in any way tie into Doomsday or Secret Wars?
Initially, I was thinking it would. Initially, yeah. I was like, yeah, I thought maybe because it was between the films and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, maybe like it will kind of like, this is where we get all the different cameos of different Spider-Mans. So you get them like, you know, oh, it's a Scarlet Spider. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, Superior Spider-Man. It's like Iron Spider.
Yeah,
all,
yeah, yeah.
You know, Spider-Man in many different outfits. And like just having that and like a different actors, all that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah, I don't think so now. I think they're going to maybe try and keep it like.
I think that could be a post-credit scene, honestly.
Yeah, this might just be very like grounded.
The only reason I say that is that like Thunderbolts had a post-credit scene that sort of tied into Doomsday. And well, maybe, but I think more likely Doomsday or Secret Invasion.
Well,
like it is the Fantastic Four, but I mean, like it's not tying into the Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, it's tying into probably the end of the Fantastic Four movie.
But I would.
It's crazy in hindsight. I know there was a lot of speculation about this, but it is wild that they did just reveal the ending of the Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, I know that they were like, the ship is here. It's come to the 616 MCU Earth.
Why'd they do that?
Because they don't know what the fuck they're doing, dude.
Well, they really...
It's a bunch of fucking cowboys working over there. Well, in the
was Fantastic Four meant to come out before Thunderbolts?
Nope. No.
That was always the plan.
Yep.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, that scene was filmed on the set of Doomsday.
Yeah.
So...
yes.
Yeah, and it was filmed by Kevin Feige and stuff.
I think what they were probably hoping is that people go, hey, if you're excited for Fantastic Four, you should check out Thunderbolts.
Mm.
But I think that Marvel probably missed when they had money. And they're not getting a lot of it at the moment.
Mm.
Captain America is their highest grossing movie this year.
That's sad.
That's a real shame.
Because I'm like wondering if it's like
Thunderbolts allegedly lost $100 million.
Yeah, that must suck for like, you know, like Sebastian Stan in particular. Because like he's finally kind of, you know, leading this franchise that he's been in for so fucking long. They'd be like, and again, it's a good film.
Yeah.
Just be like, and it bumped.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, like, the future of movies is going to be good because the highest grossing movie of this year is Nezha 2, which is a Chinese animated film.
Yeah.
And then the other two movies that haven't quite made $1 billion, but they're both in the 900 millions.
Yeah.
A Minecraft movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the live action Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah. Wonderful. Dude, movies are back.
That's what I'm
hearing. Baby.
Then there is a $400 million gap between 3 and 4.
Yeah.
And then 4 is Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning, which made $540 million dollars, but needs to make like $800 million to break even because they fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm, a good send off to the franchise.
Yeah, dude.
Remember when they were like, what if we got Jeremy Renner instead, though, for Mission Impossible?
Oh, that's right.
Because he's a rising star and everyone's a bit weird on Tom Cruise.
Yeah, they fucked it twice. Jeremy Renner was also the newborn.
Yeah.
Jeremy Bourne.
Right. And they were like, okay, so Jason Bourne, he's been made like through like severe psychological training. And they were like, and Jeremy Renner? Mad science.
Yeah. Jeremy Renner, you're going to take these pills and be a Jason Bourne-esque because without them, you're the dumbest alive. Yeah. And you're so stupid.
That's so funny.
You idiot who we hate.
What a fucking strategy for a movie.
They didn't even bring back Jeremy Renner for the final Mission Impossible, even though.
Yeah.
He's in two of them, I think.
Yeah.
Well, how about if it's not a spoiler for? I mean, it does feel like a spoiler. But what if it's the framing device for the Fantastic Four film? Like, it starts at the them coming through to 616.
This seems like a bad fan idea where it's like, yeah, what if Fantastic Four is like them?
You want to fuck the whole, you're just going to fuck this up completely.
Yeah.
Have Reed be given a conference about his past. So it starts with him talking and it could be at the Stark convention.
You're right. It is weird to be like,
Marvel doesn't know what people want anymore.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing. It's not. They don't care if it's a spoiler. They're like, maybe that'll make people excited.
Okay,
what do people want to see? I've got no idea.
Like,
Marvel.
Is the stakes
Wolverine and Deadpool? That's what people want to see.
Yeah,
because I'm like, okay, you have a film where it's Fantastic Four.
Yeah,
and we know from the word go that this is an alternate universe.
Mm.
But we also know if you've seen the other bullshit, we also know that they are going to a different universe. And they're going to basically like leave the current one they're in.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like, well, they were originally from the 616 universe. Mm. They're originally from the MCU.
Oh, I see.
And I think whatever that happened, that they went into
catapulted
that universe.
Catapulted them to the other one, yeah.
And then now they're just...
They're coming home.
So everything is them trying to come home. But they just can't do it, so they've just made their life there.
Mm.
And they're just setting up, but they still also want to go home, which is maybe where they get this weird, the public love them, but then they find that out.
Yeah.
And they hate them.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're like, oh, we thought you were our, you've been heroes
this
whole time.
We thought you were our first family,
you've been like, you're loving this, but you've never once said that you were from, you weren't from here. And then we find out that you've been spending a lot of time to leave here.
Yeah,
which is maybe, here you go. Which is like, they've been trying to get back home.
Mm.
Reed does his little experiment. And then it's like, yep, that summons Galactus or the Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
And so it's like they find out that it's like, oh, not only are you not, not only are you not from here, you've never really wanted to stay here. And then you trying to fuck off back home has now doomed us all.
Yeah.
So we're all fucked. So it's just like, it's just interesting to have this like, okay, so we know this like idea of like, okay, they're alternate universe. They're going to come back to it. So you're like, okay, chances are, what are the stakes here? Like the innocents that are lost, the people that are around that universe, that earth, all that kind of stuff. As a moviegoer, do we give a shit because that's not the, we know that we're not really going to go back to that universe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
The stakes are kind of like almost, this universe, they're nothing people because we know that.
But then I think about what are the stakes in the highest growth? Like what are the stakes in Deadpool and Wolverine?
Yeah.
The
Wolverine and Deadpool might die.
Yeah, but they won't.
They're gonna cull the Wolverine Deadpool's universe.
Yeah,
or Deadpool's universe.
Do we care?
They don't
in the end.
Yeah, but that's
clearly
true.
People. Yeah. I don't know if people.
I think stakes can still be stakes even if they're not bullet. Like it was in when you watch an action movie.
Yeah,
the stakes are that the guy might the main person may die or fail the mission or whatever.
Yeah,
even if you know you're like, okay, I'm watching Mission Impossible 4.
Yeah, they're not going
to kill Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I know, but the stakes of that franchise, it's that the people, the innocents that might die, all that kind of jazz. Whereas this, it's kind of like, it's...
The stakes are tricky because, again, the whole universe, if we're leaving it, they're not real people.
Follow with Thunderbolts, it's like, oh, they're just going to either abandon it or leave and like... It just seems a bit strange.
Well, I mean, I guess that just
maybe
the movie has to put in the work to make you care about the people of the universe.
Maybe.
Which it won't, but
And here's I might have an answer. What if that ship in Thunderbolts actually has every single person from their universe on it?
Oh.
Damn. What if
they've just been like real shrunk tiny using pin particles.
Yeah,
what if Mr. Fantastic calls them Reed particles?
Yeah.
But he did steal them.
Yes.
Yeah. What if they do a thing where it's a new blip So instead of half the population of Earth going, they've brought twice that double. Now you got to deal with a bunch of 1930s and 40s type guys.
But they're you also.
Yeah.
Or 1960s. Whoa,
1960s, yeah. Me. That's awesome.
Yeah, because like it's alternate universe.
Yeah, you're right. It's 1960s, yeah.
So like...
It would have your double there, but yeah, he's...
60s style. 60. Retro-futuristic Jackson.
Mm.
I think he'd love steampunk.
What retro future Jackson would? I guess. Why would he? Because I don't particularly like it.
Yeah, but you have the vibe like you'd like it. So I reckon that a different version of you.
That's so insulting.
You love once cryptids.
Once again, this is more of an insult. Once again, JD throws a wonderfully insulting thing at Jack because he's got the vibe of someone that's into steampunk. I don't know. Are you doing.
You know, do I give you steampunk?
I feel like cryptid guy and steampunk guy go hand in hand.
I'm a different kind of cryptid guy.
Yeah.
There's modern oo-woo cryptid, got it, Mothman touched my ass, Bigfoot stole my catalytic converter cryptid guy.
Yeah.
And then there's me who's
oh, you're different.
I'm hitting a different style,
he's
dude.
He's more like Unabomber coded.
Yeah.
How are you Unabomber coding Bigfoot?
Just in vibe wise. Not like the Bigfoot style, but like just in general. He's more Unabomber than he is, say, steampunk.
Yeah.
We got to go back.
We got to go back, dude.
Everyone who used a computer should die or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's him.
The modern cryptid guys are out there touching the statue at Point Pleasant's ass, and I'm here being like Albert Osmond in 1960-something said he was kidnapped by a bunch of Bigfoots but gave them tobacco and escaped. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
I've been a cryptid guy since I was fucking.
I know.
In little shorts, man.
Yeah, but that.
Yeah.
That, yeah, but the new cryptid guys, they're soft. Okay.
No, but the old cryptid guys are the steampunk guys.
Well, he might be right there, but I'm not a steampunk guy.
The new cryptid guys are like.
A cottage core, you know?
No, it's like ironic cryptid guys.
Yeah. I think there's multiple different kinds.
Yeah.
Because there's the cottage core cryptid guys. Yeah.
Bigfoot is cozy.
Yeah, like they're like long cardigan sleeves and like
playing Stardew Valley.
You know, and being like, I'm a little cryptid. Ooh, I'm a quirky chungus or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're right, the old style cryptid guys who are sort of lunatics and they have that old school like Star Trek nerd quality.
Yeah.
You know, and they are steampunk guys. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
You don't give me steampunk.
I'm not a steampunk guy, dude.
You don't give me steampunk vibes.
Steampunk.
Sorry, JD.
Yeah. I've got many other
problems.
He's
got many other problems and many other vibes.
Yeah.
I guess steampunk, not one of them.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Steampunk is a very funny concept, though.
Yeah.
Where they're like, what if we, like...
What if the future was the past?
Well, yeah, but
what
it's also, like...
What if the future was geese?
What if we took, like, colonial, industrialized Britain...
Yeah.
...and removed any of the cultural context...
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone had jet planes.
Yeah.
And it was also the future. It's like,
cogs, goggles,
what do you mean? What are you talking about?
Fingerless gloves.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Now, apply that to Jackson when you first met him.
Oh, when you first met him? Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. Not right now.
Right now, no. His vibe has changed.
I'm just saying that an alternate.
Okay, when we first met him, yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
You know what? All right.
I'll admit that. When you first met me, early day Jackson, he was a steampunk guy.
Yeah.
He could have easily come, you know, I've made my own like steampunk goggles and I'm wearing them
totally.
Everywhere.
I wore a bow tie. Like, you know, what are we talking about?
Well, that's what.
Yeah, but modern, I thought you were talking about present me.
No, like, I reckon it, no, I'm saying.
Because the alternate universe is a steampunk guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alternate history.
If you didn't start the podcast, do you reckon?
Yeah. I'd be a steampunk guy.
Well, would you have gone down the same path you were going down, or did it get bullied out of you? Was it a choice, or?
It's certainly probably the podcast made me more wretched over time.
But also, I mean, bullying didn't work.
No.
We kept
I've remained
like,
peculiar.
No, but as in like, we were like, Jackson, please, the love of God, trim your horrible long beard.
Yeah, and I didn't
like,
listen.
Nah,
yeah.
I'm going to sleep until 4 p.m.
Yeah. And how many times you tell me, don't drink like that? Have I stopped?
No.
You know? So who can say, dude? Is this the natural evolution of me? Or,
yeah, is this a natural Jackson evolution?
Or did the, you know, the thousands of prying eyes, you know, as the podcast took off, did that sort of bring it out of me?
Maybe.
What changed your voice?
I don't know. I think lazy. Well, my theory with my voice is that
is like a marathon, you know, like a marathon sprinter. Mm. He learns the most efficient way to run.
Oh, okay.
And because I'm talking so much, I'm like, well, I'm not going to put on fucking airs. I'm going to talk in the laziest way I possibly can.
Can you still do your old voice?
I used to sound like this. Kind of like Richard Iorati.
Yeah, but you reckon that was maybe just the stuff you were consuming?
Maybe.
Yeah. Watch too much Doctor Who.
Too much Doctor Who and the IT crowd.
Yeah, this is how I used to sound, but it's not even.
No,
I can't
that's,
do
that's
it.
Not even that. You weren't that nasal.
No, I used to kind of. I can't do it.
Yeah,
it's gone.
You have to
dude.
Listen to like a bunch of old stuff.
Because my voice now is a mess.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think any of us talk good.
Well, I think my voice as well. I think this has actually contributed to it. And the podcast did make this happen. Is so dumb guy voice,
yeah.
Which we love to do on Plumbing the Death Star. Is hey, I'm a dumb guy. Mm-hmm. And that voice was often me that we were pretending to be. And it was funny. So I think in some way, probably I mirrored.
You became the
version
dumb guy.
Of me. Yeah, the dumb guy Jackson became regular Jackson because it's the funnier voice.
It is the funnier
it's
voice.
It's the funnier voice to frickin' have.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Truly fascinating stuff. We got any swings for the fences? Come on, boys.
Well, again, I think it's the norm Osborne.
Okay.
But like, again, not it's norm something or like, you know, whatever it is going to be. It's just going to be like, yeah, the Osborne is going to be the reveal that it's like, oh, it's like he always knows him as like, you know, Norman O or something like that.
But Norman
like
again, O. Yeah.
Even that's too obvious.
I think Oz is
very
good. Oh,
very,
it's Oz.
Very
it's,
it'll be Oz or it'll be something even more subtle where it's just like Neil or something and it turns out that
oh, that's short for Osborne.
No. That's just his middle name.
Yeah. And
which
I reckon,
is the MJ thing again.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Now, I wonder if it's going to be like, if it will be, say, Harry or if it will be like Norman. But I reckon they're going
to
do something.
More likely to be
Norman. Yeah.
I reckon they're not going to do like a Harry friendship. No. I reckon like if they're going to go like, fuck it, why not?
Yeah.
They're just going to do like, what if Peter Parker and like Norman Osborn were friends in like college.
That's so funny.
But I reckon they're more likely just to take another random character.
Mm.
Than to bring in a Norman Osborn.
Like,
because people want Willem Dafoe again. Mm. They fucked themselves.
They do. They truly fucked themselves. Like, this is where they could like blow their load and then also. Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah.
Dane DeHaan, bring him back.
Yes, please, dude. What else is he fucking doing?
Exactly.
Yeah. Dane DeHaan,
well, they could exactly do what everyone's thinking. Maybe this person, it's not MJ, so MJ could be theoretically there. So that's another way they could have their cake and eat it too. To be like, oh, this is our version of Norman, but people still really want Dafoe.
Yeah,
there he is as well.
Yeah. Fuck very true.
It. Who cares?
Have him, fuck it, dude. Have William Dafoe. Yeah. Norman Osborn come in and mentor the MCU Norman Osborn and
give
have MCU Norman
madness.
Osborn be like Harry to fucking fuck it, dude.
I reckon that's my swing of the fence, and then the whole like symbiote to do like it's Punisher and Spidey, they're gonna team up to try and fight the symbiote for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why. He punishes just like, I've never shot an alien, I guess.
Fuck
it sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I'm not doing
and
anything
then
else
like,
with my day.
Or maybe it's going to be like, he punishes like, fuck this guy, I'm going to shoot this alien.
Peter's
like, no, that's a guy. Yeah. You can't do that.
What?
And then they like, you know, well, we've got to tussle. And then like symbiote goes on the Spider-Man. And then Frank's like, well, still going to shoot this alien.
Yeah,
guy.
Still, that's what I came out here to do.
Oh, God, it's a two for alien and a spider?
Hell
that's sick.
Yeah. He becomes like Kraven somehow.
Yeah.
I think my swing for the fence is that this will go full Spider-Verse. Mm. Full Spider-Verse. They'll get Spider-Man Noir from the Amazon series. Tobey and Garfield will be back. And you'll get a full Spider-Verse, and then it'll set up for either Doomsday or Secret Invasion, a Spider-Verse team.
Yeah.
I think that's just not outside the realm of possibility.
Well, then if we're going to do that, do you reckon they'll bring back a villain?
Yeah, fuck it.
So Norman Osborn's the bad guy again?
Yeah.
Or Venom?
Yeah, why not? Fuck it, dude.
Topher Grace.
Topher Grace is Venom's back. Dane DeHaan's New Goblin.
Yeah.
No, wait. New Goblin was...
Garfield.
Yeah. Goblin.
No. New Goblin is Dane DeHaan. Oh. Or do you mean New Goblin is in James Franco New Goblin?
Yeah, James Franco's the New Goblin. Because Dane DeHaan's... There's no old Goblin.
No.
Yeah.
So except his dad, maybe he's sick. I don't know. His dad's sick with goblin madness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great movie. What's your swing for the fence?
I think bad movie, actually. I refuse to partake in this revisionism of bad
It's only a revision.
Movies.
I've always liked it. So It's not revisionism for me. It's just my pure belief.
Yeah, it's the internet. The internet again. Yet again is to blame.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever wanted to, like, touch us in the flesh?
Uh-oh.
Don't. But you could have the possibility in September, which is not that far from now.
Are you doing something in 3 to 4 weeks from now?
Yes, you are. You're coming to see Plumbing the Death Star perform live as part of the Plumbing the Death Star Cannot Die Tour. Mm-hmm. And hey, if you're quick enough, I guess you can touch us on the face, but yeah, we're going to be doing some of these ones. Exactly. We're going to be coming there and doing shows and getting up on stage and jumping around like apes.
Yeah. Okay? Want to revisit a podcast you may have seen 7 years ago and see how much worse we look now, but how our content is better. Yeah. Why not head to shanspensradio.com/events, buy a ticket, and we'll see you there. Mm. We'll be the guys that look like the guys you saw once before, but older. Mm. We dress better now, though, I think.
Mm. I would agree, so. I really like the way you
dude.
Said
good save.
Better.
Yeah, me too.
It's really good.
It's good, it's good.
But they've like become it. Better.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
That's just me,
that.
Brother. That's how yeah, I like
it. Climbing their star. We're better now.
Yeah, I don't, it's tricky because, yeah, the obvious thing feels like the swing for the fence, but because of what they've done, it's not.
Mm.
Sorry, a swing for the fence is hard for this because them going big is obvious.
Yes, yeah.
Honestly, a swing for the fence would be like the other Spider-Men aren't in it.
Yes, yeah. No, absolutely. A swing for the fence here is that it's like Spider-Man has to deal with the mob or something.
Yeah.
It's like he's got to deal with like Kingpin, but like it's Kingpin's never really seen or heard, or it's just inferred, and it's just got to do with like, you know, Frank's dealing with it, but also Peter's dealing with it, and like, you know, that's how that's how they meet. And then you're doing Daredevil
again. It is so funny to have a movie where like Spider-Man's like, wow, for the first time I'm just sort of dealing with regular crime.
Yeah.
There's no superpowered guys here. How do I handle that? Because he's not, like, he's barely encountered that, right? In his time.
Vulture is a normal guy.
Well, yeah, but he has a suit. Mech suit. Like,
Who else has he punched? Vulture. The other guys in Civil War.
Yeah, Captain America, yeah.
Aliens. Oh, no. He fights normal crime. You just don't really see it, but he is doing it in the other Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's true. But is he stopping, like, muggings, or is he, like, organized crime? Like, is he...
He stops muggings.
Yeah. But is he, like,
stopping... Because he beats up all of those guys that are robbing the bank, remember?
Oh, that's true.
Dressed as Avengers.
That's true.
Yeah.
Isn't that at the start of this?
Yeah.
By this, I mean the previous one?
Probably. Isn't it the start of, like, the first one?
No, the first one's where someone's like, Spider-Man, do a flip.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Well, actually.
Great movies. hey, now it's time to jump to the bsboyspod@gmail.com inbox.
Yeah.
And read what the movie lovers have to say.
Yeah.
So this is from Tommy Burns. Hey, guys. Tommy from Ireland here. I have 14 nieces and nephews from different siblings. The six I see most, because I live near them,
Sinister
Six. All love Skibbity Toilet, Five Nights, and probably weirdest stuff on YouTube mostly.
Okay.
These kids range in ages from like 4 to 14 years old. Everybody is in on the joke of Skibbity. the joke of Skibbity. That's a beautiful phrase. From like 8 or 9, and even the kids that find it funny/ridiculous that they're making a film about a man in a toilet, they love it. Haven't seen any signs of Italian brain rot videos popping up yet. Warm regards, Tommy Burns.
That's good
Thank
to know.
You, Tommy.
That's
Thank
Tommy,
you, Tommy.
Really good to know. Anyone who owns a Nintendo Switch started getting Italian brain rot Switch games. Like you can get, there's a a Backrooms game that keeps getting suggested
to
me.
Oh, that's great, dude.
I'm chasing you.
A video I get algorithmed a lot of the Italian brain rot characters is them in Minecraft. Like somebody's made a mod so that you can be the Italian brain rot characters. And then they have to solve an obstacle course.
I get that guy speedrunning naming them, and then he falls off his chair.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
I like that video.
okay.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
It's good to get, more people.
Hey, we're very
survey
curious.
Survey your children.
Yeah. What do they want to share? Show, excited?
Yeah.
How do they feel about the Minecraft?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Show your kid a picture of Skibbity Toilet and say, what do you think of this?
Do you want to see this live action?
What do you think? Would you like it if this was real, little Timmy? And then... Now, this next email is from Josh. Now, Josh has emailed us in the past. They were the beautiful listener who watched Craven as many times as they could on the plane.
Yep.
They say, me again. After hearing your episode on 28 Years Later and Jackson asking how many times I did watch Kraven in a row, it was six.
Yeah.
They did six Kravens.
I was on a plane recently and Kraven was there to consume.
Yeah.
You should have done it.
There was a brief moment in my mind of like, I could.
It should have been you. Imagine, dude.
I do love that boat owner.
Oh, yeah, dude. But you're running away from home, kid?
Ah, fuck it. Come on the boat,
get on,
dude.
The fucking boat.
Come on. Let's get you out of here.
But no, instead
the longest flashback of all time.
Nosferatu. A much better film.
They then go on to say, I could have gotten a bit of the way through seventh, but no, it was breakfast time on the flight, so I chose food.
Clever.
Time is a great healer, and I recall almost nothing other than the bridge scene at the end.
Wow.
Little Kraven, if you'll recall.
Yeah, I remember.
Wow, that's impressive. Like, yeah. I think that whole movie is annoyingly burnt.
Oh, me too. Me too. Absolutely. I could not. This every moment.
I'm like, yeah, yeah.
How does it open?
Yep.
It. Oh, my God. How does it open? Oh, no.
Whew, it's gone. It's an extended flashback, so it opens.
No. Before that, because the extended flashback isn't how the movie starts.
No, it isn't.
Because it happens about 20 minutes in and then goes for half an hour.
It does go for so fucking long. How does it open? Wow, I guess some of it is just gone. In my head, I pick like little snippets of like, could have been you.
Mm.
I have wonderful scenes.
This is killing me. Mm. I should know this.
Mm. Oh, now I don't know.
I remember.
I'm looking it up.
He breaks into a facility and then he's speaking.
I remember. Yep. He's in the snow.
Yep.
Oh, but of course he pretends to be a prisoner.
Yeah, yep. And that really tall man is like yelling, like, you know, go prisoner, go,
yes,
we love you, you're
that's
doing
right.
it. Yeah. He's like, can I sit here? And he's like, oh, look, if I'm here tomorrow or whatever, you can punch the shit out of me.
God, I forgot about that sequence entirely.
And then he's like, yeah, come up here, and he kills the guard. And
yes.
Then he has Spider-Man powers.
That's right, God, what a movie.
Whatever the fuck.
God, it looked like shit. Stupid tiny Kraven.
Yeah.
I go away again in September. What other films do you think I should attempt for the long haul flight nonstop?
September, the Lilo and Stitch remake.
Oh, yeah.
The Snow White.
Snow White the, live action remake.
Action. I think my wife, I looked over. She had put it on. I then looked back to my, you know, whatever I was watching. I think it was like Jura number two.
Oh, yeah.
Dog shit film.
Mm-hmm.
Looked over, like maybe like 30 minutes later. She'd already moved on. Something else. It was that bad. She's like, I couldn't do it, even on a plane.
Dude. Your wife does consume media in a way that is surprising to me, where she'll just decide something's bad and loudly announce it.
Yeah.
Where it's like, what happened? You're like, you weren't even watching it. You're on your phone.
Yeah. Well, that's
bless
one
you.
Film. Bless you. Oh, bless you. Bless your sweetheart.
Bless you again.
Oh, my God, bless you.
One more time.
And yep, bless you.
Bless you again.
No.
Bless you.
I'm all good. My sinus is just all fucked up. It's actually sick.
So, but she loves shit films and she loves watching terrible films on plane.
Mm.
She's like, the plane is not a time for good film. I disagree. I'm like, no, the plane is a time for me to watch cinema.
Yeah, it's any movie you can find.
Bless you.
Bless you again.
Thank you so much. No, hey, Jura number two has a 72 on Metacritic and a 93% of
Rotten
Tomatoes.
It fucking sucks. That movie made me so fucking mad, especially after watching
12
Angry Men, being like, what a piece
it's
of
a great movie.
Like, again, you watch 12 Angry Men and you're like, what is so good about that film is just the acting, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, there is so much inferred and there's so many, bless you. Bless you again. Oh my God.
What's wrong with me?
Sinuses, man.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, there's so much of that is like, you know, it's the subtlety, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah, okay. This film fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Imagine what if, you know, 12 angry men, but without any subtlety. You know that beautiful scene where it's just like, oh, how can you believe in 12 angry men?
Yeah.
How can you believe, you know, the eyewitness of this old guy, right? And you have this the older juror being like, let's question this.
Mm.
This guy, bless you.
Bless you again.
This old guy, he's like, hey. Why does he come in? He wants to feel important.
Mm.
You know, he's basically like armchair psychology is this guy from afar.
Yeah.
It's just like this guy, he's lonely. He's got no one who's coming to him. He's always like, you know, he just wants to be of help.
Yeah.
He was dressed in like his beautiful suit, all this kind of stuff. And like, he just kind of like, you don't ever see this guy.
Yeah.
Get it everything from like, you know, secondhand from this one person being like, this is what happened, and this is my theory about why this is happening. In this fucking film, you have an old guy who is the witness and who Toni Collette goes to be like, yeah, what did happen? He's like, oh, is there anything else? I love to be wanted. I want the help. And you're like, who? Clint Eastwood. I know you've directed good films before.
Clint Eastwood made that movie.
What the fuck is this bullshit?
Isn't he like 99?
Any like wonderful? Yeah, there's just no subtlety. It's stupid. The what's his name? Nicholas Holt. He's like, he's in it. I'm sure he can act. I've seen him act in things. In this film, he cannot act, but the person he's playing, he's acting in a weird way. And like, it's bad acting, but I guess it would be because you are not an actor in this film, and it sucks and it's stupid. Because there's this moment where it's like J.K. Simmons is just randomly there, and you're like, he's a good actor.
Yeah.
And he's on the fucking jury because he's like, oh, whatever. But then he's revealed that he's a retired cop, and everyone's like, yeah, you shouldn't be
on the jury.
And
buddy.
He's like, well, they didn't fucking ask, I'm here. And so then he starts being like, there's something up here. Because it's all about, like, you know, hitting, like, you know, someone is convicted of
a hit and run.
Well, no, someone is convicted of killing their girlfriend.
Yeah.
They were seen in a bar fight. They're seen in a bar having a fight with them.
Yeah.
And then she wanders off and she's found dead the next day. And, like, they're like, oh, you went to her and you, like, hit her and she fell down and then, like, down this ravine or whatever, and she's dead. But, like, in reality, Nicholas Holt, it was a rainy night. He drove past her, didn't see her, hit and run.
That's right.
Because like he's like, oh, I got out. I looked around. I thought I just hit a deer. And so they're like, could have been a hit and run sort of thing. So then this like, the detective is like, oh, I'm going to go maybe investigate any places around here that if like, oh, any sort of body work was done for a car to be like any sort of like, you know, anything at that time. Because I reckon it was a hit and run.
Yeah.
And, you know, then like, oh, but the Nicholas Holt's character, his car is on there. Oh, what's that about? And, it's just so bad. Then like, you know, J.K. Simmons like, well, you know, oh, your car is here. Well, you know, we could just like strike your name off. There's like, it's like 13 names or whatever. We can strike your name off because, you know, if you didn't hit the woman, right? But it's like done in such a bad way. And because like, you know, jury members, they can't be doing their investigation. Because like, you know, as a detective, he's like, well, look, hey, you could help me out here. Here's the list of names or whatever. And then Nicholas Holt's like, oh, Butterfinger's me. You know, spills the papers. Like, ooh. And the bailiff's like, what's that? And he's like, oh, I don't know. And then he gets J.K. Simmons kicked off the jury. But he doesn't. It's stupid.
He also goes to his lawyer, good?
And his lawyer's like, he goes like, "Hey, lawyer, I killed this woman.
Yeah.
I did this. I was a hit and run. I did it." And the lawyer's like, "Shut the fuck up! Don't you fucking say anything. You're fucked."
That's good.
He's like, "Yeah, but like, I just didn't know. I thought I had a deer. Would it mean something if I came up and I was like, you know, no, it wouldn't." Because also he's like he's in AA, he's an alcoholic, and he wrapped himself around a tree and died. They're like, but they all like they'll think you're an alcoholic, and every jury will convict you. And his wife is also pregnant. It's just stupid and bad, and it just takes everything good about 12
is
Angry
it meant
Men.
To be like a riff on 12 Angry Men.
There is a moment in it because they go around the table at the very start.
Yeah.
Well, like towards the start. And it's like, you know, everyone's like guilty, 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 guilty. And there's him being like, yeah, it's, you know, looking at the window and does the exact same speech. And like, I just think we should have a chat. You know, it's a lot of pressure. Like, just to dismiss this man's life.
Kind of
if
somebody watched 12 Angry Men and they were like,
what if we knew more about the case?
Or what if Dingus had killed the.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn.
And it's just like, and it's also just set up to this moment. Because it's all about, like, you know, he's an alcoholic and he's talking about, like, redemption. And he's talking about, like, I got to take my own personal responsibility. And it's all set up to this point where it feels like maybe he needs to come clean.
Yeah.
Because he's like, one by one, he does convince everyone else there's, like, reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
But then for some reason, and this is the only scene we just don't really see.
Yeah.
Is this moment where he's like, and it cuts to the jury and it just is like, it cuts to the verdict and they're like, guilty. And you're like, we don't see.
Yeah.
Like him just being like, yeah, I guess, fuck it. Let's all just go guilty. We don't see that at all. I don't know why. Wonderful film.
Yeah.
But this moment, because it's like this one person is like, no, this, fuck it. He's like, the guy who's been convicted is he's a gang member.
Mm-hmm.
And, I lost my brother to like, you know, gang violence. This guy, he's a gang member. And I don't give a shit. Because like, if he, even if he didn't do this or whatever, the guy is guilty of something, and fuck this guy. I'm never going to change this to not guilty. This guy is a gang member.
Yeah.
People never change. And his whole point was that Nicholas Holt being like, no, well, I've changed. Mm. Like, I'm an alcoholic. I'm no longer that. I was a piece of shit. Now I'm better. There is redemption here. People can change. And it's set up for this moment where it's just like, how do you know you weren't there kind of thing?
Mm.
And then him to be like, though I was there.
Yeah.
I did this. He's innocent. And it would have been like cool. Mm. You've fallen on like, you know, hey, you're at least a moral man.
Yeah. Doesn't happen.
No. He's like, I'm going to shut the fuck up. Tony Collette, who's the prosecutor, figures it out. But then it's like, yeah, you prosecute me. It's going to be trouble for you somehow. But and then it's just like, ooh. But then ends with her knocking on the door being like, I'm coming for you. And it's stupid.
All right.
It's real fucking bad.
Yeah, dude, I can see it has gotten to you.
It's like, it's made me one angry man.
Yeah, I can see. Film.
Partly because I'm like, I watched it, I'm like, this is dog shit.
Yeah.
Especially considering
12 Angry Men, great movie.
Because you're like,
then you saw that it had 70% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Like, it just was like, why?
Yeah, I don't know,
dude. Why are you watching this dog shit being like, great film, Clint? No, bad film, Clint. Yeah, I'm glad you're retiring.
Well, he's probably going to die soon, really.
Well, yeah, he was 93 when he started directing.
Yeah.
Juror number two.
That's crazy.
Dog shit.
Do you reckon we should have a movie night, the three of us?
Yes.
You know, like, we sometimes like to hurt ourselves?
Yeah.
So we have a movie night where we watch every Disney live action remake in a row. How long before we killed ourselves?
How many is there?
So, Cinderella. Depends on when you start, because I was looking this up. So you could theoretically start with possibly Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book, 1994. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the beginning of what you might call the live action. There's also the 101 Dalmatians live action remake.
Nah.
Don't know if that counts as well. I would start,
John
personally,
Favreau's
with The Sorcerer's Apprentice 2010.
Why the fuck? Is that even an animated movie that we
made? Yeah, dude. It's the Fantasia segment.
It is too.
It's the Fantasia segment where Mickey Mouse is the Sorcerer's Apprentice. Yeah, it's from Fantasia. Yeah.
Fuck, I never realized.
Yeah, dude. That's
so good.
So that's Sorcerer's Apprentice. I'll go through the ones I think would count.
Yep.
Sorcerer's Apprentice, Cinderella.
I would start with Cinderella. That's definitely the start of this renaissance.
The Jungle Book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are we watching both Jungle Books?
No. I would start. Wait, do you mean the
Jon Favreau's Jungle Book?
Yeah.
Is there a sequel?
No, there's another Jungle Book live action remake that came out around the same time.
Buh?
Called.
I would
Mowgli.
Do this one because this is the Disney one.
Mm.
I don't think the other one was Disney.
Mowgli.
Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Aladdin. The Lion King.
Okay.
Lady and the Tramp.
They made a Lady and the Tramp?
Yep. Mulan.
Yeah.
Cruella. Pinocchio.
Cruella's not a remake.
It's a live action something.
It's a live action. Oh, well then let's not do Cruella.
Okay.
Pinocchio.
Uh-huh.
The Little Mermaid.
Uh-huh.
Mufasa the Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't have to technically. That's not a remake. If we're not doing Cruella, we won't do the Mufasa. Yep. Snow White and Lilo and Stitch.
I wouldn't make it through. What was the second one?
The second one was
Jungle Book.
Jungle Book.
Yeah. I'd be so bored I'd die. Mm.
I think Sorcerer's Apprentice, if we did start there, I'd be so intrigued by it. Because that's a Nicolas Cage, bonkers movie. Cinderella would.
And watching that, knowing that, like, he's trying to be the mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not the mouse.
No, he's the wizard.
He's the sorcerer.
I'm pretty sure the mouse, and I might be wrong here, is Nicholas Holt. Which would be a crazy coincidence.
You are wrong.
Fuck my life, dude. The Jungle Book at least has some entertaining. I've seen worse movies.
Yeah. Last time I watched that, and it was the only time I watched that, was like kind of with a migraine lying on my couch on my phone.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to watch it.
To properly lock
style.
In, yeah. It's disturbing how many of these I've seen. Oh. I've seen the Cinderella remake. I've seen the Jungle Book.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Beauty and the Beast.
I have not. This
Dumbo,
is not a,
I haven't seen. Aladdin, I've seen.
This is not a one. This is not a, like a single sitting. This is over the course of several days.
Imagine doing it, getting here at 6 a.m.
All right, time to put on The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
You
want to
lock in, boys? This is how you lock in.
Sorry, hon, you've got the baby.
We can hold the baby.
I have to
watch
Cinderella.
The baby just can't see Mufasa.
Yeah.
That's all.
What if we watch, okay, so yeah, cool. Mm. But then what if we instead watch the movies directed by Clint Eastwood after the movie that was meant to be his retirement originally, Gran Torino?
Okay.
Mm. We've got Invictus, Hereafter, J. Edgar, Jersey Boys, American Sniper, Sully, the 1517 to Paris, The Mule, Richard Jewell, that Cry Macho, Juror Number 2.
Richard Jewell's pretty good, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard about it. It's funny that you don't like Juror Number 2, but you like Richard Jewell. Critics are the exact opposite.
Yeah, because
Richard
Jewell's got, what's his name in it? Guy I like. He's got three names.
Sam Rockwell?
I do like him.
Paul Walter Hauser.
Yeah, I was like, the guy who has to do the lines real fast, and he's like, I think you should leave, where he's like, I love my wife.
Yeah,
great. Him. He's good in it. He's good. I could watch him do things.
Mm. Hey, great news. He's playing Mole Man in Fantastic Four.
That is great news.
That is good.
He's also in the Springsteen movie.
That's great news too.
That is good news. Now, there's a reason to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Richard Jewell died. Damn.
Rip to Richard Jewell, dude.
Of diabetes.
Damn. Well, if you want to email. Based on speculation, and I really hope you do.
I would just like to say I would like to apologize. Yeah. Critics were not as warm on Richard Jewell, but they were like, it's fine. 70% of Rotten Tomatoes and 68 of Metacritic.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's the right film.
Yeah.
Juror Number 2,
If you loved Juror Number 2, let us know. What did you like about it?
Yeah, let me know why. Yeah. Why, maybe I'm wrong.
If you want us to watch every Disney live-action movie... Because I think it would be funny. I'd love you to email in too. Because, you know, here's the thing, listeners. Okay? Obviously, right now, the boys, they're reluctant. I don't know if you can sense it in the room, but they're reluctant.
I don't know why you want to do it.
Yeah, it's funny.
I think the exciting part about us doing this is, one, we'll not benefit our content in any way.
No.
We can't
do
baseless speculations based on remakes because they're the same fucking movie.
Yeah, dude, and they're already out.
Two.
What are we speculating on?
Maybe we'll get stuff for one of our other podcasts.
Yeah.
We've seen the animated movie, so we're not going to learn anything. It's just a waste of our time.
Yeah.
It might remind us, though, of something like weird that pops up.
You never know. Here's the thing, listeners.
Yeah, now
you send enough emails, you turn the tide.
Well, maybe
we'll have to do it.
I'm not saying no. I'm just saying no to all at once.
I'm just saying why.
Yeah.
It feels like you just stumbled across a thing and you said, we should do this.
Be funny to do.
Yeah.
We'd come away with an opinion on it.
I'm like, if you broke it down into, hey, we'll do it, you know, two movies.
Yeah.
Or three movies.
I don't know if that's as fun.
How many is there again?
I'm so
Did
tired.
You count them?
Like 13.
How are we doing 13 in one day?
I'm so tired, Jack.
Dude, 13 in one day, there's not enough hours.
You know, maybe we do it over 2 days.
It's over like 2 weeks, man.
Wow.
Listen, I think you'd wreck movies for me
just
if we put
it in your hands.
Weeks.
That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Anyway, this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. We will be the BS Boys. Don't email.
Ka-chow! Lightning McQueen. You know
BS Boys potted. Bye!
He won the Piston Cup. Oh no, he didn't. He didn't at all. He lost the Piston Cup.
Did you know that Plumbing the Death Star is touring the UK this September, as in next month?
That's right. Starting September 2nd and finishing September 11th, never forget, Plumbing the Death Star is going to be performing live.
It has been 7 years since the three of us have set foot on your godforsaken country, so come see our godforsaken shows.
Go to sanspantsradio.com/events. Plumbing the Death Star cannot buy a tour. Go grab a ticket and get some frickin'...
That's right. That's right. Cannot buy a tour. Please. Come join us when we make fun of our good friend for his slightest mistakes.
It's 8 p.m.
And we call him
recording
the biggest fuckwit alive. Yeah. What a dickhead. Sans Punch Radio.
/, and then a /. Why not? E-bent.
God damn.
Our friend's an idiot.
Mmm.